Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, this is Sean Castrina. This is my week in review. This is my week as a CEO and an entrepreneur, and every week is different. But I like to do these because, again, I think everybody assumes being an entrepreneur is always perfect, always great. Everything goes, you know, good. And I'd say 40 of my weeks go pretty well, but I have 12 weeks that, you know, there's manure everywhere. And there's still things in each week that I don't necessarily want to do, but I can do it faster than anyone on my team. And I've shared that before because maybe I have more information, more access to be able to do that, or I have a longer relationship with a client, maybe more experience in one area. And I've got amazing partners and I'm so grateful for them, but there's just certain things that I can do faster than they can do. One secret that I do, because I'm looking back at this past week, and I did this on Sunday, is that I set 1 week initiatives. I'm just really big on things being measurable, and that's why I've talked about mindset. Mindset's great, it's an accelerator, but it doesn't have any consistent measurables. You can't measure attitude. You can't define, you know, you can't, you know, you could, well, I think they have a good attitude, but okay, what does it make me money? Did it actually solve, you know, did it satisfy a customer who paid me money? I mean, within the business context, it's not a measurable. I like measurables. So I like 1 week initiatives. I like to have things that every week I can measure. If I do this over 52 weeks, I'm moving the ball 52 times. I've got big 1 year goals, but I also have my goals broken down into 1 week initiatives. And I put this on a note card. I do this on Sunday, and then I schedule these things. And sometimes I've scheduled something every day to get these done. So let me just take you through my last week. One of the things I do each month, and it was this week because it was the end of February actually when I did this. I don't know when you're going to be listening to that, but it was at the last week of the month, is I do sales follow-ups. Now, it's either the end of the month or the first week of the next month. But I follow up at the end of the month on everything, you know, that I looked at and I talked to clients about, or the first week. But you get the general idea. It's critical that there's follow-up. And I talk about sales all the time. This is why I have a problem with MBA programs, because everybody wants to be a manager. Nobody wants to sell. Guess what? $0 to $10 million, as the founder, you're going to be the top salesperson. If you're lucky, you'll have a couple people that are as good as you and be grateful for them. But you will still be the top salesperson. You'll close the sales that nobody else can because you have the relationships, the credibility. You know, there, at the top of the food chain, there is a little bit of gravitas, and there are certain clients that are going to want to talk to you, and they're only going to be deals you close. So if you think you can delegate your way out of sales, you're missing it. It's one of the fundamentals. So selling, I have to follow up. Maybe I can sweeten a deal. Maybe I can offer some in-house financing. See, that's, I only have the authority to do that. So again, I follow up on sales that I believe can move the needle. But again, I have my company and it's breathing on 10 million. I think it'll get there, but it's, you know, I'm going to be the one doing, you know, I'm still probably would move $2 million in sales of that 10 million. And I have a few, you know, really good companies and my unless you have a co-founder with you that's going to take over the sales, it's going to be one of the founders. That's all I'm telling you for sure. It's a job you can't delegate. Next thing is we worked on our reviews. Okay, we reached out to clients. I reached out to clients and we systematized our reviews. It was just something I was looking at. And I thought we could do a better job. And we set that as an initiative. And I reached out to all my partners. I'm like, hey, you guys are, we service a lot of clients. Can you just once a week reach out to one of them in a simple email and ask them if they'd be kind enough to do a review? So it's a very simple process. But again, giving you real life, what do you do when you own a company? And you know, sub 10 million, you know, over 10 million, the only thing you're doing is you're doing more of it. You either have more locations, maybe you have a bigger product line, or your products are just more expensive. But you're doing these things. It's when, you know, maybe when you get over 100 million, you stop, maybe 50 million, but I'm convinced 10 million, and I'm convinced probably closer to 50 million, you're still doing these things. Okay, next is that team sales. I this is where I'm reaching out to maybe one of my partners and going, hey, are we offering this? Can we do this? Because I can accelerate the sales. If you're totally out of the sales loop, you can't accelerate it and you're not making any. And then when you try to accelerate it, you have no credibility anyway. I mean, my team knows that I can sell. And I would say that they would probably say if the, you know, the ball was on the 1 yard line and we needed one person to close, you know, he would probably be the one we want. Now, I've got one of my partners that's listening to this and he probably thinks he's just as good. But I love that because I love that the fact that I have hired and brought on a partner who's as talented as I am in sales, that he and I can even have this debate. I'm flattered by that because I think I'm really good. And I've got a few that are really good. I've got one who's a really good salesperson. And he does it totally different. He's a very, very smart person, very detailed. And he does sales that I could never do because of his style. But again, I got to motivate my team to sell more because nothing creates cash flow like sales. You want to solve a cash flow problem? Fix your sales problem. Next thing we were doing is I'm just fascinated. I want to bring on more talent. I'm consumed, and I'm going to keep you up to date on that on my weekly CEOs as I interview people, but I am consumed with bringing on more talent. I want to have a backup player behind every superstar I currently have on staff, and I'm willing to put them in my minor league system and pay them a lot just in case that opportunity arises. Because I've had, you know, employees, I think that they thought they had me over a barrel, and I don't like that feeling. So this week, I've been doing some interviews. I've been reaching out to people, and I've actually reached out to people that own companies. I want their whole company. I want them and their company. That's the type of, so I'm letting my staff, my partners are doing some interviews for people, employees. I'm trying to bring on people that own companies that we could just take over their company and put them within our organization. So I'm interviewing that. That's acquiring talent. Next is I like playing a game called Find $500 somewhere every month. What are we spending that we were spending $500 on? Like $500 is still, I'm sorry, it's still a car payment. Still an incredible night out with all your friends taking them to dinner. And I found it. I found where we were getting overcharged on merchant accounts because we have so many bank accounts that we were paying merchant charges, which means you could use a credit card, we could receive a payment, but it wasn't necessary because everything could feed into one corporation. We have a holding company. We don't have to have 10 merchant services. They were charging us $70. I found my $500 this week. Got my staff fighting for every dime of it. $500, it's just a fun game I play. I'm going to say $500. Guess what? $6,000 in a year. $6,000 still a vacation. You know, if you're going on a $20,000 vacation, that's great. My favorite vacation is 3 nights, 4 days. 3 nights, 4 days. A 1 week vacation, my head explodes. I get bored to death, and I feel like there's something I need to do. Now, I'd like to take a 4-day vacation every 6 weeks. Next thing I worked on this week is I worked on a commercial ad, a new ad, and I got the TV station to do it. I knew this was available. For some reason, it hadn't hit me. We're doing a 1-minute commercial. So it's going to be 2 commercials back to back. And since they're always trying to sell me ads, we do a Super Bowl ad even. They loved it. They're like, Sean, yeah, we'll produce it. The good thing about buying so much ad space is they'll do this commercial. It's probably, if I was paying a commercial company to do it, probably $10,000. But they're going to do it for free because they know now that they've doubled their advertising space with me because I'm doing basically a 1-minute infomercial because to show our clients truly what we're capable of doing and to get testimonials, I just feel like 1 minute is more powerful. That's what I've been working on this week. Got that scheduled for next Tuesday, but I had to get the TV station to agree to it. I had to get them to agree to pay for it. So I had to play a little bit of, we might do it. This could be a great idea. I'm not really sure. Not like I was pressed for it. And then I had to get a client to be able to do that for us. And that all worked out. That was my big initiative this week. And I think it's going to have to be for next week because I haven't found it. I'm always looking for new revenue streams. I like to niche within a niche within a niche. Let me just give you some advice, my CEOs and founders. 10 million, I think probably up to 50 million because the difference between 10 and 50 million can be the products you sell. Obviously, if you have a product that's $2 and you have a product that's $1,000, you're probably going to get to $50 million easier, but it doesn't mean you're servicing more clients necessarily. And so 10 to 50 million, this is what I'm going to tell you that you're going to be doing as the founder. In my week, there's something like this in every week. I'm always thinking about marketing. I'm always thinking about how we can attract more customers, make it easier, and attract target customers. That is in my to-do list. That is in my schedule every week. I'm always thinking about that. Second thing is I'm always thinking sales. Sales solve all problems. Sales solve all problems. And finally, staffing. Anytime I think, hear, or know about anybody good, I want to interview them. I want to hear my partner, who you've been interviewing. Put them on my desk, you know, put it on my desk scheduled. I'd like to interview them with you. I feel like, listen, I'm sorry, I don't have a $1 billion company. I've got some incredible companies, and these are the three things, you know, other than, you know, looking 5 years down the road, and I know that's all the fun stuff. Everybody loves coming up with a vision. Everybody loves a mission statement. All right, that's okay. Okay, do that on a Sunday afternoon. Sit in your, you know, do that. But I'm going to tell you what I do that actually makes my company money. I focus on marketing, bringing target customers to my companies in abundance. Number two is selling. If I can personally make selling easier for my team, then I do it. And there's some sales that I have to do that only I can do. And I'm happy to do them because I still love doing that. And staffing. Nothing will move the needle further. You want to take a company, give you a little secret. I'm going to do a podcast on this. If you want to take your company from 1 million to 10 million and above, it's staffing. I'll tell you right now, it's staffing. That is it. Staffing. All right. This was my 1 week as a CEO. I love sharing this with you. As my week as a founder and a CEO, sometimes it's great. Sometimes it's, you know, I'm walking in crap. Sometimes I make something great happen, but I'm telling you what it's like. And I think this, hopefully it'll motivate you to maybe start focusing on that big three. I talked about marketing, sales, and staffing. Again, Sean Castrina, 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I wake up every day wanting to equip, encourage, and educate entrepreneurs, and I hope we're doing that for you. Rate it, subscribe to it. Again, we will talk soon.